It's Tuesday, the 17th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Today marks World Patient Safety Day, established in 2019 to raise global awareness about patient safety and to call for united action among countries and international partners to reduce patient harm. The day focuses on preventing and minimizing risks, errors, and harm that patients may experience during healthcare delivery. We spoke to the Minister of Health and Social Services, Dr. Kalumbi Shangula, for comment.
The World Patient Safety Day is intended to raise awareness among the public and the health workers alike of the importance to ensure that when patients come to receive our services, they must receive those in an excellent condition so that in the process of receiving our services, they are not harmed. It is a call on both health workers and the patients to see the significance of patient safety, because patient safety will enhance the recovery from whatever ailment a patient is suffering.
Standard Bank has reaffirmed its support for business growth during an event on Tuesday. Speaking at the business meeting, the Deputy Director of the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade, Michael Humavindu, discussed the government's efforts to promote trade and investment.
Many of the entities that we support fail to scale up, and that's because we don't have a really firm handholding, especially beyond the startup capital, to scale up, but also to ensure that we can create the market access that they need to beyond the borders of Namibia. Secondly, we promote investments, and that is both domestic investment as well as foreign direct investment. That also speaks to local business association. Now, 98% of the global trade is actually amongst the World Trade Organization members, and therefore it is quite important that Namibia has opened that market access for many of our SMEs, as well as the banks that trade in trade finance to operate in.
Build One South Africa has launched two petitions today asking citizens to support its call for the direct election of the presidential and members of parliament. Party spokesperson Roger Solomons says the electoral reform consultation panel has now been constituted.
As South Africans, we deserve better. We deserve also to choose the best of the best for our government, from doctors, entrepreneurs, business people, etc. People that have the talent, who work hard and know how to get the job done and want to see South Africa thrive. And we believe the only way we can do this is through a new electoral system.
Parts of Central Europe are bracing for more flooding after intense rain from Storm Boris inundated the region. At least 16 deaths have been reported in Poland, the Czech Republic, and several other countries so far.
The Hungarian government has deployed troops to reinforce flood barriers along the River Danube, which has been rising about 1 meter every 24 hours, threatening the capital, Budapest. In the south of Poland, a city of 44,000 people has been evacuated after a river burst its banks. The heavy rains that have swept across the region are now forecast to ease off, but rivers are expected to keep rising until the end of the week. Meanwhile, Storm Boris is moving to the south, bringing 100 to 150 millimetres of rain to the Italian region of Emilia-Romagna. Giles Gibson, Rome.
And finally, six finalists for the 2024 Booker Prize have been announced, with five of the books by female authors, the highest number of women shortlisted in the prize's 55-year history. It honors the best work of fiction written in English by authors of any nationality and published in the United Kingdom and Ireland. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.